Alright, here we go. This song about my grandfather. Not the respectable Hudson Valley grandfather, but the disrespectable redneck grandfather. They say Red Heart is down to his last $5. We're going down to Harlem to see him one last time. He was known for building houses, drinking beer and killing Nazis. And if that was all life asked for him, well, he'd have done just fine. His family fled from the old world wars and famine, sober scotch, drunken patty. He never knew his father, and he never told his wife. And his mother surely told him that he was too young for the army. But Uncle Sam, he needed men, he burned a blind eye. His grandpa was a poser, and he stayed out every night. He was hard as nails and bones to bring a hammer. When you fought and bled to save the world, glory to my name. Now old Sam, he trained him up, rumbles on his shirt sleeves, and strapped him in a flying machine, and dropped him out of France. And Mademoiselle came running, put a set that straight behind him, and it might have made a wet mess, but Red never got to dance, because Grandpa was a loser. Stayed out every night. He was hard as nails and bone to bring a hammer to a fist. He was working to raise the family. It ain't as easy as it seemed. When you fought and bled to save the world for eternity. Him, and it is not my custom to speak ill of him. He wanted to draw the star for Valor, and he were a half-bad grandpa, but a lot of that which came to me probably better left unsaid. Because grandpa was a loser, and he stayed out every night. He was hard as nails and bones, bring a hammer to a fist. Now, Grandpa hated commies, and he only had 9 fingers. One of them got blowed off in the war or in the mines. And he taught me how to drive a nail about life on the mountain, since that was all I asked him for. Because Grandpa was a loser, and he stayed out every night. He was hard as nails and bone to bring a hammer. When you're fought and let them see the world before you turn 19. They say Red Heart is down to his last $5. We're going down to Harlem to see him one last time. He was known for building houses, and killing Nazis. And if that was all I've asked him, well, he'd have done just fine.